Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Omud Beis, and we continue in the middle of Siman Tzadi, and today we're going to be talking about the proper place that a person is able to daven. So the Mechaber in Sif Dalit starts off and he writes, Tzorech Liftoach Pesachim O Chalonos Keneged Yerushalayim Kedei Lispalo Kenegdon. When a person is choosing a place to daven, when they're building a shul, they should make sure that the shul has windows in it, and it should be facing towards Yerushalayim in an eastern direction here, for example, in order that you should be davening opposite the windows and opposite Yerushalayim. What is this based upon? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches writes, and even this is a set shul, one should make sure that the shul has windows. And this is based upon Daniel. Daniel, it says, daven by the windows, and Chazal darshan that, and it's also a Zohar that we should have windows in a shul. We'll see a little bit more about this in a moment. And certainly, if you're davening in a private house, you're not davening in a shul, so you should make sure that tzorech lizor bezelechatchila, you should daven in a room that has windows. The shul, if it doesn't have windows, it's still the shul, but the shul should ideally be built with windows as well. Uchadisa b'gemara is based on the Gemara, the lo yispal odom ele bebayis sheesh bo chalonos. As I mentioned, based upon Daniel, the Gemara says that a person should daven in a shul and or a house that has windows in it. Even though you're not supposed to look out the windows while you daven, you're supposed to look downward and be humble. You shouldn't be looking outside. As we'll learn later on, he says, therefore, why would you think that you need to have windows? Nevertheless, he says, because if a person loses his trend of thought, and he loses his concentration, so then looking out the window and thinking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will help him bring back his concentration. Dishah footnote number 7 brings down that we're talking here that you have to have the ability, even in the middle of Yishmon Esrei, to look out the window. He says in Siman Sadihei, the Bach there is going to write that before one begins to daven, one should look out the window, Kadeshi Alibo Nichna, to humble oneself and see the huge vastness of the world. However, during the tefillah itself, one should maintain their eyes in a downward position, not looking out the window. And the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'tov Shia Beveis HaKnesses Shneim Osor Chalonos. The Mechaber writes that the best and ideal way is to have a shul that has 12 windows in it. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes writes, Le'ezet Sachi Yirtza, these 12 windows can be in any direction, it doesn't have to be facing east in the direction that you're davening. However, U'bitnai She'agam B'tzad Shemispalel L'kobel Yerushalayim. However, you should make it that at least some of the windows are facing in the east towards Yerushalayim, the side direction that you're davening. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, how big do these windows have to be? So he brings them from a Yashiv, who says, the amount of space that the window has to have is enough for a person's head to be put through it. And he adds, even if you have very, very large windows, even if you have one large window that is the size of 12 windows, nevertheless, that's not called 12 windows, that's called one window. And you really should have 12 windows. He brings down as well from the Shulchan Atar, the Kol Chalon Yelepachos Bishir Dalet Tvachim, that the size should be the size of a head, which is 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. He also brings down, if you have a big window, so the Eshel Avrami Bachach writes that if you divide the window up and you put separations in this window, so then you can have it be counted as 12 windows. She'ef Shel Hosif Aminin HaChalonos. And furthermore, one could go and have more than 12 windows. 12 is the minimum. It's not the maximum or optimal amount. You can have even more than 12 windows. In the issue footnote number 9, he brings down, when you're davening towards Yerushalayim, you're davening towards the base of Mikdash, and the Kaf HaChaim brings down, Shetzorich Lasos is a Chalonos, B'tzad Shemispalim Kenegdo. The Kaf HaChaim specifically states that the window should be in the direction that the shul is davening, towards Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash. The Be'er Heitev does bring down Oz Beis. He writes, Ein Tzorich Shiu Kulam L'tzad Mizrach. All of the windows don't have to be towards the eastern direction that you're davening. El Tzorich Shiu Pesuchos L'chol Tzad Gimel. He brings in the name of the Ateres Zekanim that ideally you should have three in every direction. So three north, three south, three east, three west. That's the ideal way according to the Ateres Zekanim. Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Lo Yispala B'makum Poritz, Kamo B'sod, the person shouldn't daven in an open area, an open wide area like a field. Why? When a person's davening in a more compact and enclosed area, he'll be more humble, and he'll realize the vastness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his heart will be humbled. As opposed to if you're davening in a wide, expansive area, that's a more arrogant type of a posture. We'll see this is a lechatchila. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud writes, the Gemara brings down, the Gemara Isa, the chotzufu, Misha over Azeh. A person is considered a chutzpidik person, an arrogant person, if he goes against this dictum of the Chachamim. He brings down the cost of the Prima Godim, the Al-Kain, therefore, imniz damilo bayish shein bo chalonos, or ubikah, the person has a choice. He could daven in a house that doesn't have any windows, or he could daven out in the outside area. Tov yosel espala babayis. It's better to daven inside the house, shein bo chalonos, even though it doesn't have windows, than to daven in the vast open outside area. Sivkot and Yud Aleph writes, b'makom paritz, in an open area, v'hinei l'chad terutza de tosus, based upon one teretz in tosus, im huomi b'tzad haderech, if you're traveling on the road and you're on the side of the road, b'makom she'en misari shafsiku of the drachim, shari. One of the reasons the Tosos brought down is if you daven in an open area, people might come and stop you and interrupt your davening. So if you're by the side of the road and you're not concerned that people are going to stop you, then it'll be permissible to daven outside. However, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Ach beveiz Yosef memoim b'divreim. The Beis Yosef argues with this, and he says, V'hinei av shamogin avroam u'shari achronim miyashvin l'diri ha-Tosos, that they accept and words of Tosos. Nevertheless, we call Mokom Kosu Shibizohar Mashma Shiesh Lispala Dafka Babayas. In the Zohar, it says that one should always daven in a house and not in an outside area. The Ovri Drachim and people on the road, Lukuli Amu Mutarm Lispala Basoda. Except, however, if you're on the road, there is no house. So what should you do? Not daven? So in that situation, a person would be permitted to daven outside. The issue footnote number 10 brings down, he reminds us that, of course, if you're davening outside, you have to be very, very careful that there is a clean place for you to daven and that there's nothing dirty over there, there's no tzoa or any other foul object that would be prohibited to daven around that area. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Mikomoko. If you are outside and it's an open area, but there's some trees nearby, not too far away, it is better for a person to go and daven in a somewhat enclosed outer area near the trees than to daven in the wide open area. Unless it's too far away and it's really going to set you back from your trip, so then you don't have to do this. But if the trees are near enough by, it's not too difficult. You should daven by the trees because that is the makom tsunuahu kitzos ayadezeh, because at least that's a little bit of a private area and not an open, totally open area. Ukushu beveso. But if a person's in his house, he shouldn't go outside at all. Ain't the smokhaza, even though he could daven by a tree, that's improper. It's always preferable to daven in a house. Dishu footnote number 11 brings down from the Bach, Shekein Motzinu Shekosov by Yetzi Yitzchak Losuach Basodeh. Yitzchak, who's the paradigm of the Tvilas Mincha, as the Gemara in Bracho says, and we say he went out Losuach Basodeh to daven Mincha, so Nokta Torah Davka Loshon Losuach. Why did the Torah use the language Losuach as opposed to Vayispalal or some other language? Lomar, to teach us, Shehistir Atzma Bein Hasichim B'Shas HaTvila. It uses the Loshon of Losuach to teach us that he didn't daven in an open area, even though it was a Sodeh, but he went near the Sichem, near some bushes, in order that he shouldn't be davening in a wide open area. Sivkot Yud Beis, Kimo B'Sodeh, the Mishnah Berurah says he shouldn't daven in a wide open area like a field, U'B'Mokum Shumukov Mechitzos, if an area is surrounded by fences. However, Afa Pish'Eno Mekori, but it doesn't have a roof on top of it, that is also called an enclosed area, Shapir Domi, that's perfectly acceptable to daven. Siv Vav. A person should not daven velo b'churba. A person shouldn't daven in ruins, in a destroyed place. Why? Ipnei chashad, because of a concern of suspicion that he's meeting a woman over there. That's what chashad means over here. Ipnei apapoles. Number two reason is because if it's a ruin, it may fall down and he's going to not be able to daven with proper kavanah. He's constantly afraid that the walls are going to crumble on him. And ipnei hamazikin. And the third reason is because there are various demonic forces or shadim that we don't understand that were frequently found in those days in ruins. And therefore, one shouldn't daven in a churba for these three reasons. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Gimel writes, Muchach b'gmara, the mutav l'hispalo baderech mi b'churba. If you have only these two choices, to daven in an open area on the road, or to daven in this ruin, which is an enclosed area, better to daven in the open area on the road. And even if only one of the three reasons applies to the person, it still is better to daven in the open area than in the ruin. But however, if in the open area he's afraid that people are going to disturb him, then he should daven Yispala Tvila Katsura. He can say what is known as the Tvila Katsura, shortened Shmona Esrei. And he says, Ayin and Simon Kuf Yud, to see exactly what type of Shmona Esrei this is. The issue footnote number 12 brings down that there were two possibilities. This could be the Tvila that we know as Habinenu, which he says is the correct answer over here. You say this Tvila, which incorporates all of the brachos of the middle 12, 13 brachos into one bracha, and not the tefillah that is called Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, which is an even shorter version of the Shmona Esrei. And we'll see these when we get to that Siman Yitzha Hashem. Sivkot Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mipnei Chashad. What do we mean by Chashad? Shiach Shidu, Shiesh Lo Zonim Uchen Hashem. A person would have, Rachmona Litzlan, a woman of ill repute over there that he would do something inappropriate with in that ruined area because it's not in a well-traveled place, but it's a very hidden place, and therefore a person might be tempted to do something over there. People see you going over there, they'll assume the worst for you. However, but if it's in an open area, because nobody would go there, that's not considered a closeted away place. Because women of ill repute don't go in that area. And likewise, if his wife is with him, we're not concerned that the person is going to carry on an affair with his owner if his wife is with him. And likewise, if it's a ruin, but it's not a decrepit ruin, it's a sturdy ruin, then you're not concerned about it falling down upon him. And likewise, if you're going in there with another person, then you don't have to be concerned about the shadim that are over there. Because a person alone, the shadim appear to. But they may appear, but they're not going to damage you. And certainly, if you're with three people in near a cloud, they don't appear at all. Unless it's a very, very well-known place for shadim mazikim to be there, again, a subject that we don't fully understand today. If you have a torch with you, it's considered like you have another person with you. If the moon is out and it's well lit, so then it's like you have three people with you, and therefore there's no concern of shadim. So in a situation where it's a structure that's not decrepit, and your wife is with you, or it's a place where zonos would not be seen, and it's in a situation where you have other people with you, imheim shnayim mutuli konispo, if you have at least two other people with you, or you and one other person at least, you would be allowed to daven over there in Hebrew, v'chazok, if it's not decrepit, if it's strong and sturdy, v'medes basad, then it's in a place where there is no current that you're going there to meet a woman of ill repute. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, v'lo achori beis haknesses, a person shouldn't daven outside the shul, as we'll see, in a direction that's different than the shul is facing. Unless you turn your face in the direction that all the people in the shul are facing. We'll see there are two ways to interpret this. And the Mechaber himself says, what do we mean by the back of the shul? For example, on the western side where you have the entrance to the shul, assuming the Aron Kodesh is on the eastern side, and everybody's davening towards the east, so the people coming from the back of the shul on the western side. So you're outside the shul on the western side, and you turn away from the direction east that everybody in the shul is facing, and you have your back to the Aron Kodesh, you're davening in that direction. That is considered improper. A person shouldn't do this. That's the first interpretation over here, what it means. You shouldn't daven achori beis haknesses unless you turn your face towards the way that people are facing. The Yesh Mefarshim, there's an alternative opinion, behefach, and it says in the side in the Bir HaGola, achori akosu mizrachi. Here we're talking about the person is outside the shul on the eastern side, so everybody's facing the eastern wall, and he puts his back to the people. And he faces in the eastern direction. So his back to the people, that's improper as well. What's the lemaisa? The Mechaber Paskins, Roy Lochosh Ladirish name. One should be concerned about both of these opinions. If one should do neither of them in the way that the Mechaber says is forbidden to do according to each opinion. We'll see momentarily more about this in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkotin Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the tshuva of the Yad Eliyahu, the nearly mash amru gabi mespalel chor beis haknesses. The first opinion of the Mechaber, which means that a person standing on the western side, lo shayach eladavke kshatzibim mespalel tefillah shmoneh esrei. The only time it's a problem that you're facing the western direction and everybody else is facing the eastern direction and your back is to them, that's only if they're davening shmoneh esrei. Hu gamke mespalel shmoneh esrei, and you're davening shmoneh esrei. In that situation, it's a problem. Ayin sham. We'll be safe. Ma'ir Mordechai cholik alav. The Ma'ir Mordechai disagrees. The issue footnote 13 brings down. He says even if the tzibur is not mespalel, you're still not allowed to face in the other direction. Sivkot and Tezayin, Akahol, what does that mean? Kolomar, the Mayrib Mispalo Beosat Sad Shah Pesach Pasuach Shom, Dahinu Bitsad Marav. The Tzibur is facing east, and you're davening outside the shul on the western side by the doorway, and you're facing in the other direction. Lefiko Chimach, Ziponim, Klapi Beisa Knesses, Dimso Shemispalo, Osat Shah Shah Tzibur Mispalim. But if you turn around and you're standing outside the shul on the western side and you turn east facing towards the same direction as all the people in the shul, then you're not called a rasha. And of course you should go inside if you can, but for whatever the reason, if you can't, it's okay. But if you turn the other way, and you're facing the opposite direction of the tzibur, 180 degrees opposite, they're facing east, you're facing west, in that situation, you are called a rasha. The issue footnote number 14 brings down, if a person mistakenly thinks he's facing in the right direction, and then he realizes he's facing in the wrong direction, even in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he's allowed to move his feet and face towards the right direction. Why shouldn't one daven in different directions? So the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Shenira kishtei reshuyos chas v'shalom. It looks chas v'shalom that one is facing the God of the East, and one is facing the God that's in the West, chas v'shalom. Well, if he perishes there, according to this, if you're on the eastern side of the shul, outside the shul, according to this first opinion, and you turn your back on the shul and you're davening towards the east, that's okay. Because now you're davening in the same direction as the tzibur, according to this first opinion, that's permissible, and you wouldn't be called a rasha. However, Sivkot Yudzayin brings down the second opinion, behefech, and this is the das of the Ri, which is brought in Tosus over there, the Beforish Achori Beis HaKnesses, when it talks there about standing behind the shul, it means on the eastern side, Hainu Achori Kosel Mizrachi, Shem Shom Psochem. There are no entranceways over there, but you happen to be outside the shul on the eastern side, Ukish Omed Achori Oso Kosel, and when you're by that wall, Vachorav Klapia Kosel, and your back is to the wall. Even though Afapi Shaponav Klapi Ruach Mizrach, even though you're facing east, the name Mispala Ruach should call it Tzibur Mispalim, and you're facing the direction that the entire Tzibur is davening, Afil Hochi Nikru Rosh, you're called a Rosh in that situation. Hiu Mikal Osum Shinemar Aleim, Achoreim Lehel Hashem, you fall into the category of those that their backs are to Hashem, to the Hechel of Hashem. However, but if you turn towards the shul, so now you're facing in the west. Everybody else is facing east, you're facing west. Here it's okay, according to the second opinion. Everybody else is facing towards that wall. And so are you. You're also facing the same wall as they are. Therefore, according to the second opinion, ain't lochosh. But the Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah says, based upon the Mechaber, don't do this. You should always daven in the back of the shul, facing towards the east. The opposite pun of the base of Knesset, so you're always facing the same direction as the entire shul, and your back is into the shul. The opposite is emutal kuliyama, and this is according to everybody perfectly good. However, mikomokum lo shari elamidocha, but davening outside the shul is never permissible lichatrila. Halav hachi mitzvah l'spala b'base of Knesset shemokush kosu b'sif tes. If at all possible, you should go inside the shul. These halachas really are applicable nowadays if the shul is so crowded that people have to stand outside the shul, so they should make sure that they're facing in the right orientation as the shul is facing and not having their backs towards the shul. Mechaber continues and writes, "Gam kimish tispalo b'shar tzadim. If you're sitting on the north or the southern side, the other directions, chutz l'beis haknesses outside the shul, yesh lahachmir. One should be machmir shiachz upon the beis haknesses to make sure that you're turning towards the beis haknesses and have your back to the beis haknesses. However, the kol zeh shenikar shemachzir achor l'beis haknesses. It's only if it's recognizable that your back is towards the shul. Avul mispalo b'bayis hasomuk l'beis haknesses. If you happen to be in a room or in a house that's next to the shul and it's not clear and evident that your back is towards the shul, as long as upon of kineged Eretz Yisrael, Kiroi, and you're facing towards Eretz Yisrael, Kiroi, like you're supposed to, Vachorav, Lekosu, Beso, and your back is towards the walls of your house, which happens to be Shu Kosu, Beso, Knesses, that would be permissible, Mutter. She'enu Niko, Shemachzi, Ponem, Beso, Knesses, because it doesn't look like you're turning away from the shul in that situation, because you're in a different entity, you're in a different space. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yutes writes that you're in the north or the south, and you can't turn towards the east because, for example, there's some so over there in front of your eyes. If that wasn't the case, then you should be facing the east and not have your back towards the north or south side of the shul. Again, this is only under extenuating circumstances, as we've already pointed out. Sivkot and Choth, you should turn your face. Kadesh lo yeh achorav neged beis haknesses. You should always try not to be with your back towards the beis haknesses. The avsha kati enu mispal luruach shetzibu mispal. Even though in this situation you're not going to be davening in the same orientation as the shul, mikol mokum kiven shenu mispal behefich les lembo. But you're not davening opposite the shul. You're at a 90-degree angle to them, so that's acceptable. This is again is when you're on the north or in the south. But we're talking when you're east or the west, that's already we've explained. Then you shouldn't turn towards the south or the north. You should, as we've already said, make sure that you're trying to be oriented directly with all the shul towards the east and not have your back towards the shul. Finally, Sivkot and Chafalev, the base of Knesset, Suadim, Biazorus, Habnuyus, Bekosu, Mizrachi. This would be true about rooms that are on the eastern side of the shul. you'd be permitted to daven in those rooms because they're separate cheder. They ain't near a kachor l'beis haknesses. They look like outside the shul. And he brings down as well from the shari knesses gedola that many kehilos do have the azores on the eastern side of the shul, beyond the shul, umespalin, and they daven over there. Even though pneim klapi mizrach ve'acharim klapi kosum mizrach shebeis haknesses, even though they're facing east and their backs are towards the main shul, that's okay. However, he says when you're constructing a shul, you come welcome yosatol be'esh shabonim azores lasosu b'tzad acher. Try not to have vestibules and rooms that are directly east of the main shul, because in this situation you will have a problem. Better not to have this problem. And he says, "Ayin the Eli Rabba," and that concludes today's shir.